Hey, it's Amelia, aka Big Tit.
And I'm Natasha, aka Little Tit.
And together, we're the Graveyard Girls.
Hello.
And welcome to this week's, what are we calling it? Spooky stories.
Other
weird
people's
encounters.
Hauntings.
Yeah, just weird shit that's happened to other people. Basically, everyone sending in their stories mm-hmm. and we're reading them out.
For this spooky season, that is October.
Yes. So this is like the third episode in now.
Yes.
We're running it just for this month.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a special sort of thing.
And if maybe you like it, maybe we can do one maybe like once a month.
Yeah, well, yeah, because we kind of switched and did the joint episodes, didn't we? So maybe we'll just swap out one of the joints. We'll see.
Mm.
We'll see what people think.
Yeah, if you like other people's stories and the way we tell them, I don't know if we do them well or not. I don't know. If you like them, let us know. If you don't, let us know.
Yes.
We accept criticism, which is...
Constructive criticism, please. No mean, just unnecessarily mean things.
I don't think we've had any of that.
No, not really, but I'm just pointing it out.
Beforehand. Before we get into today's stories, do we have anything to say, to promote? Just check out
Our merch. We've got stuff on the online, which is www.graveyardgirls.co.uk.
Okay, Amelia's older than what she is, apparently, because you don't need to say www. Who says that these days,
other than
old people?
Why did I do that?
I was just like, oh, you're going with it, okay.
Well, actually, I did notice, you know, after the other week on Instagram, I was saying how we hadn't had anyone in the over 60s category. And I think I checked back, we've had now. So actually, I'm catering to the older generation.
Okay,
I do
apologise. Listener who, I'm just going to assume one. Listener
I think
in
you,
the
yeah,
60s.
It was a really tiny percentage, so I think it might be one, maybe two.
Okay, welcome to listening
to
They
might
to
appreciate
us.
My www.
And they didn't do the HTTP
/.
But
is it a semicolon?
I don't think so. It's
colon,
the two dots. Yeah, we have
swiftly
merch.
Moving on.
We have merch. If you are a spooky tit kind of person, I said this in a TikTok, whether you have boobs or pecs or nothing at all, you can have a spooky
t-shirt. They're for everyone.
There's many t-shirts on there and...
Stickers.
I think when this one episode comes out, we will have another t-shirt or something else coming out.
Yes, very soon.
Before this episode comes out, because we are trying to release it at a certain time.
Yes. So, yeah, I think actually it's either this week or it'll have been last week that it came out.
Yes, I'm not sure when the dates fall. But yeah, check that out.
Yeah, but yeah, basically just go and have a little look at the website. And for those that are new here, this is not what we normally do.
As you can probably tell.
Yeah. Basically, we normally present cases to each other. Mm-hmm. We cover true crime, mysteries, sort of unsolved cases, conspiracy theories. We've done a few Netflix reviews, all relating to true crime and other conspiracy theories. We basically normally present a case to each other and then sort of have a bit of discussion about it at the end and then like ask for your guys' information. But seeing as it's spooky season, we wanted to do something a bit different. We did a witch trial season last year. So
we did.
If people haven't listened to that and they want to go and check it out, maybe witches are their thing, then I suggest you go and have a little look at that. If you enjoy the free content that we made, you can get some more by subscribing to us over on Patreon.
If you feel very generous.
Yes. There's a couple of different tiers you can pick from. Mm-hmm. And we're still under the Graveyard Girls on there as well.
Yep.
So just simply put in the Graveyard Girls when you go to patreon.com, is it, I believe? I'm
going
to go with that.
www.patreon.com.
No, that's my thing, Natasha. You can't steal it.
I'm catering to every listener.
Okay.
Other than people younger than us, because I don't understand slang.
No, neither do I. Okay. I'm not even going to attempt it.
No, me neither.
Do you want to go first and just like jump into these stories now? Because I think I've waffled enough.
So this comes from Bim2, and they say, I lived in a house that from the first day we set foot in it, things were happening all the time. But we loved that house. We loved living there. We had tons of parties and lots of paranormal experiences that on at least one occasion got physical.
Ooh.
Ooh, what kind of...
Are we fighting?
I don't know.
Or, oh no, I don't want to go there. Like, no. Sorry.
No, Mila. Disgusting. Weird thing was, despite oodles of stories about our time in this house, I didn't have a point of reference for what's going on. I just knew that things were happening. Years later, as I was talking with an old schoolmate from that time period, so about mid-17, I'm so sorry.
It would be a ghost writing in if that's the case.
From the mid-1970s, I asked her if our house was haunted. And she was like, oh my God, yes, and began recounting just her experiences when she visited or and spent the night.
Oh.
So that's where I gained a point of reference. And they say, oh, so our house was haunted and that explains all the weird happenings, duh. One of the strangest things that occurred was several months after we moved in. Our father was surveying the doors on the house, which were all sliding glass, and decided that they were not secure enough. So he had someone come in and attach a slide latch at the top and the bottom of each set of doors, two doors each entry, and there's six entryways on just the ground floor. Do the math, a lot of latches.
Okay, yeah.
that is
massive, a lot of doors.
That's a massive house.
Is this in America? It's got to be America. They have quite big houses.
Maybe. Could be. We
have quite tiny houses here. Unless you're Natasha and live in a mansion.
I live in a mansion.
It is a mansion in comparison to mine.
The next morning, he came down to all those latches being cut from the inside.
What?
Oh, okay.
What? So, like, inside the doors or the latches being cut from the inside? I'm confused.
From the inside, I think.
Yeah.
Inside the house. Is that what you're saying?
Inside the room.
Yeah.
Or... like the latches are cut from the inside.
I think from the room.
Okay.
That's what I'm going.
Okay.
Maybe not. I don't know. It just says from the inside.
Okay. Sorry.
I don't know. So then our parents were like, okay, maybe we should have an exorcism performed.
I like how that's the first thought.
But ultimately decide against it. Okay, they went straight there. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
We heard voices late at night when everyone was asleep. And they'd talk loud enough to wake me. Full-bodied apparitions of a man and woman. Very obvious footsteps through our parents' bedroom and more. But it would take too long to read. What was the physical experience?
Yeah.
You kind of miss...
Yeah, miss the important part. Yeah.
Did they, like, attack you?
I don't know.
Did all the doors... Well, obviously the doors stayed up because the doors were there anyway. But the latches were just cut. What's going on?
And then did they open the glass doors?
I like how with the doors
but also,
were cut.
If it's a ghost, can it not just float through?
Maybe, but maybe they just didn't like the,
I don't think it was an exorcism that they needed performing. I think they might have had an intruder.
No, I'm thinking ghosts, they just didn't like the new additions to the thing because ghosts don't tend to like...
Yeah, but it's not going to trap them in, is it? Because my understanding is they can just float through things.
Yeah, it's not that it's going to trap them in. I just don't think they like work on houses. That's usually ghosts...
Yeah, I couldn't understand a whole new room, but it's only a lock.
I know, it's just also like, that's the thing that made you need to think about an exorcism, not
the
physical.
I like how they went straight there. You know, like when people like really panic and then like, oh my goodness, we need to get this done. And then like 5 minutes later, they're like, no, let's think about this rationally.
With a name like Bimtu, I'm thinking it might be India.
Maybe.
Pakistan, I don't know. Maybe we kind
of... Oh, so like more cultural thing, like that's the first thing they go for.
Maybe, I don't know. We are generalising like we do with the genders, which we do apologise for.
Yeah, probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Should we get on to the next one?
Okay, so this next one is from Wendy 38677. So, my first paranormal experience, and there have been many, was when I was maybe 4 or 5. I was at my grandparents' house and I went into my grandparents' bedroom to get scarves and beads out of her dresser that she let me play with. It was maybe noontime when this took place. I open a little cupboard in the dresser and to my horror, there stood a little dark man.
Oh.
Is he like doll size or just a tiny man?
I don't like this.
No, neither do I. He was very dark black and he was very friendly in behaviour. Oh, not what I was expecting. No. I thought he was going to go the other way.
Yeah, me too.
Who tried talking to me, but I was terrified and I said nothing to him. I slammed the door shut in his face. Boom, off you go. Told my mother and my grandmother, but no one believed me. I've never forgotten it and how scared I was. I've always wondered what or who he was. I've never seen this particular thing again. He did not look human, but humanoid. And I've always wondered if it was a demon.
Ooh, I kind of...
I let them just slam the door.
She's like, not today.
I'm thinking, is it like, oh my God, what's some dummy things? The
ventriloquist.
Yeah, they're one of them.
Maybe.
I'm thinking, what's the film where the one comes back to life? Oh my goodness. Out of Goosebumps. Is it called Slappy or something? Oh, yeah. That's what I'm thinking, like a little man.
Maybe. Oh.
Because so, like, how big... Because she's only 4 or 5. She's not very big. So like, if you had a doll
smaller
size,
than her.
Yeah.
Oh. She's just that, nope.
A little man.
Not today, Satan. Not today.
That's a good one. I like this one. It's funny.
I think it's just so strange that like kids are so like, I've seen this, and like they never forget it even when they're older, but their parents are like, no, you're just, it's fine.
Yeah, you're just being silly.
But like the kids like,
there's
no.
A little man in the cupboard.
It's like, oh, that's secretly, just mum. That's plot, just grandma's friend.
Yeah, plot twist. Yeah, but it's grandma's friend. She's kidnapped someone.
So he's black because he's in a gimp. Maybe, we don't know. Shall I get
yeah,
on to
okay,
the next
on
one?
To the next one.
Okay, this is Gasp Spit.
Okay, lovely.
I've lived in 2 haunted places, one for only a few months and the other place for 6 years. Up until I lived in the first house, I just considered myself open-minded to the possibilities and never really knew for sure if anything existed beyond the living world. Okay. Which kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I kind of like that. Like, I'm skeptical, but I like to think that there is. Yeah.
After moving into my haunted apartment and enduring so much freaky stuff over the years, it's undeniable to me. I've seen things move on their own, heard loud, unexplained noises that disappeared when you entered the empty space, had some intelligent energy or entity communicate with daily tapping. Oh, okay.
Like Morse code?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they've established a once for yes, twice for no type thing. Okay. I don't know. Had doors open on their own and also saw a child's handprint on the mirror of the steamy bathroom that I'd just cleaned before my shower. Oh, that reminds me. I will tell you in a minute. Unusual recurring nightmares in the apartment. All of that disappeared when I moved. It's been years since I've experienced anything as I don't believe my current home is haunted. I also miss that unmistakable fear and excitement from the things you just can't explain. I get that.
I do, but also if like you're shitting yourself all the time, why do you want to be shitting yourself all the time? I think like this new place is too quiet.
But that's probably it. They're so used
get
to
get a
it.
House, mate.
Maybe. But I think having that like confirmation that there's something after death, it's comforting in a way.
I don't know. I think I just want to be left.
Yeah, probably because you don't want to be caught doing stuff by a ghost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that the handprint thing, I have seen like weird child handprints on my glass door.
Oh.
And obviously there's no kids in this house, so don't know where that came from. Weird. Weird.
Your sister's playing pranks on you. I'm going to go over that. She got a doll with a weird hand.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a rational reason as to why you might have little handprints on you. Hmm. You mistook the dog's paw prints.
It was years ago.
Okay. You might have made it up then. You let your imagination run wild.
How dare you? I had to clean that glass. It was.
That's what it was. You were pretending you were so scared so you couldn't do it anymore.
No.
Like that time I tried to put salt in my mum's tea instead of sugar and hoped it would taste so horrible she wouldn't ask me to make one again. It didn't work. She just asked me to remake the cup of tea. Yeah. It backfired on me.
Well, that's when you... What's it? You... Fuck around and find out. You want to get out of something, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do a shitty job. Turns out they just made you do it again. Right, okay, so this next one is Self Personal 8718.
I'm glad you're getting all the number ones because I can't fucking say numbers.
Well, I'm just reading the numbers as they are. It could have been like 8718, but you know, I don't know what the person prefers.
You've said it how you've said it.
Okay.
And that is the best way.
Okay, so this is what they wrote in. I didn't believe until I lived in a haunted apartment for 3 years. And this wasn't ghost residual crap. We had a full-blown demonic activity happening.
Ooh.
Jeez. It went from watching toys and chairs be moved around to things being thrown at people, I like this, to knocking and taps always in three. We heard growling and whispers, and I believe that was almost possessed or in the process. I got my leg pulled in scratches multiple times. Mm. Maybe I don't like this. The air felt heavy constantly and it was cold. Anyone that would stay the night would watch doors open and close by themselves and hear someone walking around. The last few weeks I was in the apartment, we had pentagrams carved into our walls. After the abundance of things we heard and saw, I am now always a believer.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Who the hell carved pentagrams?
I liked it at the beginning when it was like, it was lobbing shit at people, because I found that quite funny. But then like, it took it a bit too far.
I think that's what happens.
Like, yeah, it's a little bit funny to start off with. And then, you're like, if it had a ghost throwing rotten tomatoes at people, like, I'm quite cool with that.
It'll be at you, though. And you're the one who has to clean up the mess. Do you really want to do that?
Maybe I need, like, a ghost friend that I can encourage to prank other people. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. It's just strange that it was carving pentagrams. Like, now you're probably going to lose your deposit on the apartment. And you'll be like, that's not me. That was a...
Yeah, how do you explain that?
I was going to think of a demon name.
Demon? Devil?
Beelzebub. Azerial. Yeah, there's... It was him. Or them. That they need to get the insurance.
You just have to cover it with a picture frame or something, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You'd be like, it's never here. What a surprise. Like, oh my goodness, where did this come from?
Oh. I kind of imagined that it was in the woodwork and then you're like, oh, fuck, I can't.
Yeah, you can't hide that.
No. You'd be like, it wasn't me. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see like what happened to the people who lived in the apartment afterwards.
Yeah, if anyone else had the same problem.
Mm. Okay, so...
I like this name. This next one.
Unfathomably... Oh, for fuck's sake. I can say it in my head. Unfathomably dense. Which I am right now.
Yeah.
It's a mouthful of a word. Unfathomably dense. So I've had three pretty specific things happened to me that have made me a believer. First, when I was 17 in high school doing the school play, we had a classic haunted auditorium.
Uh-huh.
A janitor or something had hung himself from one of the...
Why is it always a fucking janitor?
Because I think it's probably like, oh, no one really noticed him until he died.
Right, okay.
Maybe. A janitor or something hung himself from one of the catwalks. And while
catwalks?
It's the in auditoriums they have like so people can get across the stage. Yeah,
I thought you meant like it was like a model.
No, it's called a catwalk. So they're out of scene.
Okay, sorry.
And while it sounded kind of typical,
sorry, I'm just thinking of a really camp janitor with his little feather duster, but then he's also got like the little feather.
Amelia,
scarf
a man
thing.
Died.
Sorry.
I know. And while it sounded kind of typical and cliche, I generally wrote it off as being BS. That said, I could never bring myself to go upstairs, even before knowing the story, because the air up there was so heavy and unsettling, and it always felt like someone was up there watching.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
Nobody ever liked to go up there alone. Oh, well, I mean, you've got a janitor with a feather boa and doing struts.
I'm thinking Louis Spence.
Yes. And for those who don't know, he's a very camp dancer who's very, yes, he would,
put him in a janitor's outfit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there was one night where we were doing a performance and a few of my castmates and I were in a circle talking backstage while we waited for our cues. And as I was saying something, all of a sudden it felt like a lot of some kind of thick, viscous fluid dripped from the catwalk above all of the side of my head.
Oh no, this is horrible.
Everyone I was talking to got really quiet as it happened and just stared at me as I tried to wipe it away. Even as I started wiping at it, it felt like it was just vanishing into thin air and my hand came away dry.
Oh. I don't like this. This is a bit... No. It's creeping me out.
I know. I can't even read it. When I asked if anyone else saw it, they all just quietly nodded and looked really spooked. Why am I imagining it kind of black?
Oh, I'm not.
Oh, okay. I'm imagining like a lot of it, Amelia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone's been like collecting bucketfuls. Kids are harsh and they play horrible pranks. I feel like
what with that amount of anyway.
If you got a whole football team of
a whole football team is not gonna into a bucket and then drop
I don't
it
know.
I don't know if it was something residual from the man hanging himself.
No! Yes it was.
Or if it was some kind of ectoplasm thing or what. But I know for a fact that it wasn't anything natural that hit me on my head that night. I don't know. All I know is that I was standing directly underneath the spot where the man was supposedly to have hung himself.
Ghost piss.
You thinking piss?
No, I wasn't thinking piss, but I
Okay, this person carries on. The second time that comes to mind, I'm sorry, how can you not be traumatized from what you just went through? The second time that comes to my mind was a year.
Definitely, I'm sorry, it's a group of lads playing a prank collecting. I'm sorry, but if you put a group of lads together and dare them all to spunk in a bucket, they would do it, Natasha.
Mm, okay.
They've got to do is levy it in a bucket and then drop it above the person's head. I'm sorry, but you put college boys together.
But they're saying that like as soon as it's off his head, it disappears. Yeah. It's not there anymore. So it's like a residual.
Yeah, everyone's just pretending they haven't seen it. They've got a whole face full.
The second time that comes to mind was from a year earlier when my older sister was regularly taking me to a group with her that practiced energy work and energetic healing.
Oh.
We would go once or twice a week and practice doing energy work with other people, learning to focus our intentions and receiving attunements to the use of different frequencies of energy work that could be put to different uses. Okay. Interesting.
Is this like those energy witches that we learn about?
Yes. Julia? It was a lot of fun and a lot of meditation, and we would work in a new form of energy every 2 weeks or three. Okay.
Okay.
Well, one time we went, the people who ran it decided we were going to be trying something a little different. That week, we all sat down in a large circle and held...
Like before.
Oh, no. Yes. Do not be in circles. And held hands of the person on either side of us, and they put on some music meant to induce a trance state. And collectively, we were focusing our energies on attuning to some form of higher light beings from another planet, plane of existence.
Oh.
I'll admit I was skeptical, but it kind of sounded like a load of crap to me, but I figured I was there, so what was the harm in it? Anyway, we sat down, took each other's hand, put on the music, and we began our meditation. To this day, it was by far the deepest meditative state I've ever been in my life. I was definitely conscious. I know that much. I won't say what they said, but yes. And we were there for over an hour. Eventually, though, everything around me gradually melted away, and I began to feel the presence of several beings around the room who circulated us curiously for a bit before they came closer.
Sure, it's not just the rest of the group.
I think they're all in the group.
Okay.
They talked with each other and whispered to us, and after a while, one or more of them even began to play with my hair.
Oh no, I don't like that.
It sounds creepy, I'm sure, but their presence was so comforting and relaxing, and they were so obviously benevolent and curious about us that it continues to be one of, if not the most spiritually moving experience of my life.
If I was this person, I wouldn't be getting in circles anymore because they seem to be in a few mishaps when they...
It's very
join hands in a circle.
the hair thing is a bit like,
yeah, I don't like that. I don't know,
made me go a bit cold. I've got goosebumps now.
Yeah, I don't like people touching my hair.
No, you have like the hair of everyone.
I know, but you're like, you know when you're a kid, like everyone wants to grab and touch your hair, and I'm like, get off,
because you have like Rapunzel hair.
I know, but it doesn't mean I want it to be touched.
No, that's true.
People always grab my hair and I'm just like, why? Get off. It's not yours. Go and grow your own.
Because it's so long. Like this, people need to learn boundaries.
Yeah. They can go and grow their own hair.
What if
this
they
is
can't?
Mine.
What if they can't?
Well, then they'll just have to sit jealous on the other side of the room.
Okay.
Okay. So this next one is sent in by the Shadow King.
Ooh.
My aunt's old house was one of those houses where the ground floor sort of went in a circle with sliding doors separating the rooms around a central staircase, while the second floor was pretty standard. Ooh.
So I'm thinking like it's circle downstairs and then square upstairs.
Is it going to be similar to how our tower was when we went on holiday?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Interesting house.
It was on a hillside at a crossroads. Oh, I'm wondering if almost like, you know, like an old windmill sort of style.
Oh, windmill.
Yeah. I'm going to go with that in my head. That's what okay. I think. Okay. At a crossroads, and it had a very uncomfortable feel about it. If you were the only one in the room on the ground floor, even if someone was just on the other side of the door, the air got heavy, sounded muffled, and your ears would start ringing, and your the hair on your neck would stand up like someone was watching you.
Mm.
Okay, very sinister. Anytime I would spend the night, I would wake up at 3 a.m. with this sense of dread. The house would seem so different and ominous, like a thousand eyes were on me. I was convinced after that.
Oh, I think some places just give you a creepy vibe.
And if you're younger as well, and then you go and say, although 3 a.m. is witching hour.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, I don't know. I think, yeah, sometimes if you just go somewhere else, it creeps you out a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's not a familiar place, so you feel a bit unsettled.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is.
I always wake up about 3 as well.
Yeah, I just don't sleep very well.
So this comes from Curious J. My college boyfriend and I saw a Sasquatch in the Olympics, and this is near Lake Cushman in the late 80s. Oh, we got a Bigfoot. I had grown up in New Mexico and never heard of this thing. He grew up in Washington and knew all about them. After that, I started researching and have been hooked ever since.
Ooh.
I kind of wanted to know a little bit more of like what the Sasquatch was doing.
He wanted to take part in the Olympics.
It's not, the area is called Olympics. It's not. I think it's the Olympic Mountains, I think.
Oh.
Or there's Olympic State Park. It's not where the Olympics are.
Amelia. Blonde moment.
Yes, you are.
Well, if they have had the Olympics in America before, haven't they?
They have, yes.
Well, I hope that's where they held the Olympics, because it was a missed opportunity, if not.
I don't know.
It'd be very good for the endurance running.
You wouldn't have to change much. You could just be like, the Olympics are Olympics.
Yeah, there you go. And it's good terrain for lots of different sports, so you know.
And Sasquatch spotting, apparently.
Okay. So this last one for this week's episode is, I'm going to go with Keo, Seth.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, that's what I'm rolling with. And that one is living in a haunted house. It was absolutely terrifying, if it wasn't for several friends and my family witnessing stuff too, I would honestly chalk it up to the mental stress I was under at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of evidence for ghosts and the like is total bull honky. Even though I like watching ghost hunting shows, I've never seen a cryptid or an alien thing that has ever made me 100% a believer. So many cryptid things are just normal animals or stuff blown out of proportion by the internet. Skinwalkers and, is it Wendigos?
Yeah.
Being turned into a D&D looking monster. And no one can seemingly agree to what the chupacabra looks like. It just makes it harder for me to believe in them. Mm-hmm. I'm very much like this person. Mm-hmm. I'm quite sceptical. I take my comment back. Aliens, I believe in. I do not believe in aliens.
But then look what they say next. Okay.
The universe is too big for alien life not to exist.
Thank you.
I do agree with that bit, but I don't think they're here. But like everything else, it was too easy to fake or misidentify. But I do like the idea that all of this, yeah, but what if, and wouldn't it be cool if, factors that you can do. And whether it's fake or real, there are some good stories out there to listen to, watch, and read.
And thank you. This is why I included Keo's set. It's like, they don't have to be here, alien-wise, for us to believe in them.
I do think, I'm not saying like aliens, life exists on other planets. I believe in that, but I don't think the whole alien is in like how they try to depict it and things like that. I don't think that's here.
Mm. I was hoping we would get a Wendigo story so I could tell you about it. Maybe I will do a Patreon.
Yeah, you'll have to do a little episode on it, maybe.
Because it's very interesting, and it's also like skinwalkers. It's like, I don't like saying that word because obviously the Native Americans' belief is, don't say the word. You won't draw it to you.
Or is
you.
It a bit like Beetlejuice, you can't say it.
Yeah, and it draws it to you. Okay. But then obviously there's lots of people who go on about it many times.
How are you going to describe it without saying it? So you kind of got to say it.
Well, if you kind of know about it, you kind of know about it and don't say the thing.
Okay.
But it's also like you shouldn't think about it either.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I might go think about it now and then.
I think we're safe. I don't think we have any Native American land over here that we need to worry about.
I know, but they might come back for us because like we stole...
We did steal their land. Yeah. Yes. Yes, yes.
So maybe they'll come and get us.
What?
I would just like to say it wasn't personally my fault.
The real life Pocahontas came over here and I think she died. So I think she's buried over here.
Oh, I didn't know about this. Oh, okay. We'll have to do an episode on it, Natasha, and tell me more about it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we've got one more of these episodes coming out next week. Guess that's it for this episode.
I guess so.
Yeah. In the meantime,
keep creeping.
And we'll keep digging.